This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we might have to all pull for BYU. BYU? Are we?
They're a fun little team, man. They're a fun little team. They're hooping.
They are. Well, I don't know if it's anything about, like, actually the team itself. But today we found out during their game in the Big 12 tournament, a little... And it, by the way, 96-92 win over Iowa State. That was a really fun finish. They got a sharpshooter on their team. His name is Richie Saunders.
And he looks exactly like you think he looks.
Yeah. He looks like a Richie Saunders. Yeah. He's got like floppy white hair. Floppy blonde hair, white dude, wears a headband. He dropped 23 on Iowa State. But it was what the announcers dropped on all of us that has me thinking we might have to be BYU fans or Richie Saunders fans. The announcers in the game said that his great-grandfather invented tater tots. Richie Saunders' great-grandfather, inventor of the tater tot.
Is he from Idaho?
No.
He's a Utah native.
Tater tots were invented in the great state of Oregon.
That is correct.
Were they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Or Ida. In Ontario, Oregon,
at
the Or Ida potato factory, they were trying to figure out what they did with all the leftovers of their potato scraps, and they said, boom, let's munch these up into a little ball, deep fry them, tater tots.
I love the number of snacks that come as a snacks or foods that come as a part of runoff of other foods.
Yeah.
They're like, the list of things... Nerds candy, they're trimmings of an. I can't remember what other candy they are. They were the leftovers. There was another one that was like that as well. God dang it! I had this discussion with my wife. I'm going to say like 7 or 8 months ago. She was watching some candy documentary.
The Candy That Made America.
That's what it was.
I love those.
Those are so
those
good.
Marathons on Sundays.
Yeah. So History Channel has some bangers.
She was into that, and it was all about the runoff. Mm-hmm. Of snacks and foods that were turned into other foods. And it was like, yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Because what, Nerds, that's a Willy Wonka joint, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of them came from that company.
The runoffs of the Snozzberries.
Yes.
So we can deduce that Richie Saunders' great-grandfather is either Nephi Grigg or Golden Grigg. I'm going to go, they're related to each other, Nephi and Golden, so sound very religious.
What?
Yeah, he goes to BYU, crazy. But the great-grandfather invented the tater tot, and I think the tater tot is elite. A tater tot casserole.
That's a banger.
Yeah.
Tater tot casserole's amazing. Cajun tots. If they got Cajun tots on the menu at a bar, I'm probably going to get them because they're awesome. Tater tots are sweet. And Richie Saunders' great-grandfather gave us the gift of tater tots and is now giving us the gift of dropping threes. So if they don't have a tater tot giveaway at BYU, something's wrong with them.
By the way, Guy Fieri has a fantastic like tater tot fish recipe. Crusted tater tot crusted fish. I believe he uses halibut. But yeah.
Ooh.
You let the tater tots thaw out, right? To where you can just kind of mash them all up and you mix it into a little soy sauce and hoisin and you rub that on one side of the fish and you grill it that way.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That does sound pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Multi-use tater tot.
Good stuff.
So you're taking the scraps of the scraps and you're making something delicious.
Look, man, it matters. I think, if I remember right, one of the other ones was pork rinds. Pork rinds was like, we have all this pork skin.
Really?
Like, what do we do with this?
Ew.
What happens if we deep fry it?
So the hot dog factory was like, we need something to do with the scraps of the scraps of the scraps.
Yeah.
Like, pork rinds.
We're already using all the lips and a-holes.
Yeah. Nailed it. All right.
Oh, baby.
Okay. Well, we got that was a revelation to me, and I'm in on Richie Saunders now. He probably would have been a guy that, had I not known this fun fact about Richie Saunders, I would have watched him and said, nope, don't like him. You know?
Yeah, because I could very easily see that.
He could be playing for Duke, and we'd all hate him. You know, he just has the white guy sharpshooter look about him. He's got a little bit of brashness to him in his game. He's fun to watch. But now that he's an heir to the tater tot throne, I'm here. I'm here for all of it.
I wonder where he is at in the will, the lineage.
Mm.
Is he the heir to the tater tot throne?
I don't know, man.
Can I just say,
probably some good money.
How amazing
tater
is it?
Tater tot money is good money.
Oregon is the home of both the tater tot and the corn dog.
And it's on opposite ends of the state.
Yeah.
Like, as far east Oregon as you can get is where the tater tot, as far west as you can get was the corn dog.
The corn dog not being from Iowa feels like a travesty.
Well, we do deep fried foods really well here, you know?
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Idaho sucks.
He said Iowa.
I said Iowa. You just,
oh, I thought you said Idaho.
Did you really take a shot?
I thought you said Idaho.
Look, you just wound up and waited to take a shot.
The sentiment remains.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
It's just an evergreen statement from Russ. Hate Idaho!
Reason why I call it out of hell.
Good God.
Dang, man.
All right. Well, I guess
that's gnarly, dude.
Ironically named Treasure Valley.
What if it's not Nephi Grigg or Golden Grigg, and Richie Saunders' great grandfather is like, I invented the tater tot before them? Like, he's Nikola Tesla of the tater tot world.
Franklin, yeah.
Where it's like, he was stealing. Thomas Edison stole all my inventions. It's like, well, sorry.
Oops. Sorry.
Good. Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.